have you ever heard anyone say of someone else, now there's a fella who really knows how to live? If you have, then you know what I mean by the words, the good life. We're all searching for the good life. It's the ever-present goal in almost everything that we do. We confidently assume that, well, we know what the good life is. If we work hard enough and long enough and get a little lucky, then the good life will be ours. And only rarely do we ask ourselves if we do indeed really know what we need to have in order to have the good life. Can you describe the good life? Do you really know what it is? Well, obviously, you might answer, the key to the good life is to have a good job. After all, you can't have the good life if you must work from dawn till dusk just to get enough food and shelter for yourself and your family. And so what you're saying is, the good life is dependent on money. And for those of us who don't have a great deal of money, it's pretty easy to suppose that this is the case. And yet, when we look to those who do have plenty of money, do they really have the good life? Oh, yes, we're tempted to say, why, they have nothing to do but lounge on their yachts, fish, swim, play games, go where they please, when they please. But you know, that's not really true. I remember a poem from my school days. It was about a young rich man. Oh, he was handsome, and all the ladies sighed over him, and all the men envied him. And the ordinary people of the town saw him going about his business in his beautiful clothes, and they thought, my, here's a man who really has it made. And then one evening, as the townsmen were home with their families, the young, handsome, rich man went home and put a bullet through his head. Now, it would mean so little if it were only a poem. But you know, it's a true story. It's true because it's happened again and again. No, the good life really isn't found in money. And it isn't really found in youth, either. Youth is no guarantee of happiness, is it? I mean, you who are young, is your youth a guarantee that you're happy? And likewise, it's not a product of health or beauty. Both the healthiest and the most beautiful are often miserable. Well, has anybody then found a good life? Have you ever known anyone who really had found what you would describe as the good life? You know something? I have. I've known several people that I believed had found the good life, and I think probably you have too. And if you have, then you know that it really has nothing to do with youth. For many of those that you know who are happy, they're older, more mature people. And it has little to do with beauty or health, for many are not very attractive, and some are even diseased or crippled. And it certainly has nothing to do with money, because so few of them are rich. But what do all of these have in common? Here's what they have in common. They've all found the meaning in life. They've found the meaning in life. They've built all that they've done upon the solid foundation of that meaning so that whatever happened in their lives, they still had the good life. But I know a lot of people who've never found such a foundation. They had never seen what life is all about. And therefore, no matter how kind life was to them, they never found the good life. And I suspect, in fact, I'm sure, that you'll never find the good life until you first found the basis, the foundation upon which it's built. You'll have to find a foundation that nothing can shake, not the loss or lack of money, not your looks, not disease, not any of these. And believe me, my friend, you can find it. And you're too important not to find it. Why don't we do a little digging around together? Who knows what treasure we might uncover? This is Heartbeat.